Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the street, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony is heat. The only reason some still be packing heat is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. Cause I'ma be the change. It's all hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction. And see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations? Fear and separation. And I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody a change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place, yo. Turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo. This is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we are.
what we giving.
Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me, I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Be the change you want to see. It's a tough one. It sounds very cute. But be the change you want to see. If you want to take it easy on yourself, close your eyes. Then you don't have to be worried about nothing. But if your eyes are open, if your inner eyes are open, you're constantly going to see things that can evolve and revolve. Things that are seeking to be whole. Things that are seeking to be birthed. So when you become that place for transformation. You become that space for transformation. That is why we're here. That is why we're on this planet. As a matter of fact, we're on the playground because we know we are it. But we forgot through the conditions of life, the birth canal, the pain and the pushing and the slapping by the doctor and all the other conditioning, things that happen. We just forgot that we're on a playground. So the journey of life is to remember that even while we're being busy doing nothing or busy being who we truly are, we have to remember that this is a playground. Be the change with Gina Renee. I have another friend called Gina Julie. Gina Renee. You can find Gina Renee on Facebook. Gina Renee on Facebook. And that's Be the Change featuring the most dynamic brother, friend, myself, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, sharing. He said, I know what I'm talking about. What do you know to be true? Everything that's coming out your mouth, maybe not at this moment because you're probably listening, but when you're sharing with loved ones and friends and coworkers, do you know that to be true? Is it true? And just because it's true for you doesn't mean it's true for them. You know, that's the tricky thing about this thing called life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make the difference. Change is a beautiful thing. Change is a wonderful thing. And when you just challenge yourself today that as you listen to the show, set an intention to do something different, to challenge yourself, something that might make you go, ooh, what if it doesn't go right? Challenge yourself, and I promise you, when you set that intention, you will come alive. You will come alive. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade, and I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and there are times we go a little bit longer, but you'll figure that out as we go. Just come back, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday to Thursday. And this is where great things happen. Transformation happened. Today we are taking your calls. We want to talk about busyness. The title is, are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? We're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. And we're going to break it down because, you know, it's easy to say, no, I'm not. I just got to get this done. But we're going to get all up in your business. Yes, we all are going to get all up. We're going to break down all those erroneous thoughts about busyness. You know, think the more busy we are, the more important we are. Not. Actually, busyness has nothing to do with being important or being of value. Nothing. Completely nothing. But anyway, I digress. Let me bring it back. Speaking of busyness, and if you take this with me, I read it, you let your body just feel it, let yourselves take it in, you will transform your life. You will transform how you see yourself. You will look at busyness. You may not change something about being busy today, but you'll start looking at it differently. And over a period of time, you make different choices. And this affirmation is, I have the power to transform my life. Yeah, just sit with that for a minute. I have the power to transform your life. I believe in the power of the absolute goodness of God to transform my life and my affairs. I have no fear if circumstances do not work out the way I planned. I hold on to the truth that the power and presence of absolute good is working in all of my affairs. I have the faith that I can transform every circumstance in my life that is not in alignment with the perfect will of God. I place all anxieties and concerns in God's care. I open my mind to receive divine ideas that will richly bless me. I am responsive to the instructions I receive. As a result of my knowing that God is in charge, I am calm, I am serene, I am calm, serene, and obedient to divine wisdom. I see my circumstances with new eyes and an understanding faith. I walk with confidence to meet my good. I have a renewed outlook on life. Thank you, God, in me, as me, through me. And so it is, and so it is. That is another daily thought from the Hill, from Hillside International Truth Center, my spiritual home. If you want to find out more about Hillside, you can go to hillsidechapel.org. Hillsidechapel.org. You find out more about the great things that happen at the Hillside. Reverend Dr. Barbara, who's, she probably won't mind, she probably won't like me saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. She's way past 80. But my God, she could still move and rock and preach and teach and heal. I mean, she's just letting you know that age is nothing but a number when you fully allow spirit to move through you. She's constantly transforming her life. That's actually the title of her first book as well, Transform Your Life. Hillsidechapel.org if you want to find out more about her. Yeah, how's everyone doing today? What's going on in the chat room? Chat, Awakening Heart is in there. Walimu is there. Tamara is in the house. Welcome. It is so nice to see everyone. Let me close this and open that. And Celeste is in the house. There's some other numbers on the phone line. Thank you for calling. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And we're asking you, are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? Think about it. Oh, quick thought. Don't get too busy getting caught up in the show. No, I'm not being busy. I'm just ahead of myself. But I know I'm never ahead of myself because everything's always in divine order. Excuse me, listeners. I'm just having a moment. I'm having a counseling session with myself, a coaching process. Okay, I'm back now. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. Tomorrow is the second helping of the Spiritual Tag Team Show with myself, Life Coach Ade, and Psychic Betty Pegues. That's actually an hour and a half show, and that's where we answer your question from a coaching perspective and a spiritual guide, universal perspective, help you bring it all together so you can download heaven on earth. So don't just download heaven, but you got to push the apply button. So if you need the apply button pushed or you're not sure where the apply button pushed, I got you. If you just want to download heaven on earth and run, Betty Pegues has got you. That's tomorrow, 12 p.m. She's here first and second Wednesday of the month. Well, actually, she's here first and second Wednesday of the month for a spiritual tag team show. But she's here every day because she's my co-producer. So she's working in the background doing things and what she does and making me aware of time. So now I can actually hear her voice. So let me move into today's topic title. I can hear the thought. Are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? We live in a society now when we've got gadgets and gizmos and thoughts and ideas, spiritual truth to make our life simple, to be in alignment with what God wants for us, that higher self, the creator, the divine mind, whatever name you call it, that higher self. We have all the information we need, but somehow there are those of us who are still running. We're exhausted when we go to bed. We're exhausted when we wake up. We're too exhausted to hug our children. We're too exhausted to make love with our husbands and wives. We got a headache. We got to get up early, so we don't want to take an hour or 20 minutes to make love because we're just too busy. We're busy to cook, so we run into the grocery store to just buy something that's already cooked, and you find out your kid is breaking out in all kinds of allergies, and you don't know why because you did read what was on the food, and your child doesn't want that in the system, and you're just busy. You can't even go to the doctor. You get the picture? Okay, I'm back. I'm calm. But that's the kind of life some people live. Now, so here's the thing. There are some people who are busy. Busy living their dreams. Busy doing things that they're passionate about. Busy creating life. You want to ask yourself today in this moment, what are you busy doing? And what is the trigger? What is causing you to be busy? I'm going to throw different questions at you, and I want you to really sit with this. In the world where we have things to make our life simpler, we got apps, we got smartphones. Now, you know, used to have dumb phones, now we have smartphones, but we're no smarter, some of us. We're just, don't go there. Well, okay, I'm gonna keep it in love. But we're learning, you know, all this technology is supposed to make our lives easier. We got emails, we have to check it, and then like me, my email comes to my phone, and sometimes I get a notification that, okay, I got an email, and I'm thinking, should I read it now? No, I read it later, thank God. Sometimes I do, and I get caught up, and I'm replying. But there's so much going on in our world. There's so much going on in our life that we are not connected. We're disconnected from ourselves. We have made busyness something of value, or it's a status thing, like if I'm busy, that means I'm doing well. You know, when you start using busyness as a declaration of who you are, you might want to stop. You might want to think again. You know, we've got to a point now where we're afraid to be still. Because we've now associate being still, taking time to take a nap, play, reflect, just sit still. We now consider that being lazy. And nobody wants to be considered lazy because, you know, there's judgment about being lazy. So we actually forget. We forget that in this moment we can connect with who we are completely, fully. What's your life like? When you think of your life, are you feeling that inner peace? Are you constantly running from one thing to the other? Because, you know, we associate busyness with, you know, work. And I get this. I get it on so many levels. See, this is not an all-size-fit-all conversation. But in this all-size-fit-all expression, see how it fits for you. Now, there are mothers who got to wake up in the morning, the alarm goes off, and they press snooze button, and it's like, ugh, I'm too tired, I got to get up, I got to wake up my children, you got to get them ready for school, you got to make breakfast, and you got to be on time so you can be at work and then do what's required of you at work, and then you got to come home and think of, well, actually, before you come home, you're thinking about what the children's going to eat, what your husband's going to eat, what you're going to cook when you get to the house, you know, yeah, and you run to the grocery store, get some food, and try and fix dinner, and then maybe you have some time for yourself, or not, try and prepare for tomorrow. And then before you know, it's another day. So we get caught up in this routine, this chasing our tail, just keep running, and we want to stop, but we're still afraid to stop. Here's a question for you. If your life is based on the things that you do, If it's about being busy, what are you afraid will happen if you stop being busy? Or check this out. What are you afraid? What are you fearful of? What are you afraid that will happen if you stop saying to people, I am busy? Now, there are different ways of thinking about busyness. There are people saying, well, if you want something done, give it to somebody who's busy. You know, I understand that concept. But I'm not going to play with words because it's not important. I'm talking about an emotional well-being. Because success is an emotional path. And if your busyness is causing you to be out of balance emotionally, then you need to do something different. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Call in with your questions and coach you. I will coach you through getting to a place, something that aligns with the essence of who you are. You know, when we talk about work, just had an insight here. The whole thing about work, trying to get this done, get that done. But the object of work is production. It's accomplishing something. It's having something that when you think about it, it's like, wow, that was done. Not just for, okay, I've done that, what's next? I've done that, what's next? What are you running from? You gotta think about why you're doing what you're doing. Not just doing it because everything is an emergency. Everything is not an emergency. Some of the things we treat as if it's an emergency, it's not really an emergency. We treat it like it's an emergency, or we respond. No, let me not even say respond. React to things as if it's an emergency, because sometimes we're running from what we know we're supposed to do. So we justify, well, this really needs done. They really need me. Without me, it's never going to get done. I know I'm supposed to do this. But you know what? No matter what, no matter how you think about it, you're always going to have yourself to answer to. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let me go here in the chat room. Tamara in the chat room said, interesting. In the chat room, she said, in my family, busyness means you have value. Well, I hope you don't still subscribe to that. She said, resting was considered a waste of time, and yes, being lazy. Think about the damage we do to ourselves when we don't get to connect with our spirits, our own spirit, to just stop. And it shows up in many ways. We get so busy. So let's share an experience that she had with me on an email that I saw this morning. We get so busy that we're not present. And when we're not present, guess what? We're absent. And when you're absent, you're not even part of what's happening. You can say physically you were there. But what are you getting from the moment? There's going to be some times where we get caught up. I'm not delusional about this. There are times I get so caught up. I talk to Betty. We joke about this. You know, because there are times when I'm home, I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm updating websites. I'm planning the next show. Different things. Looking at, you know, just stuff that to do with my business. And I sometimes find it hard to just stop and make a call. And I know that when Betty and I start talking, you know, people like they say here, when we get to talking, we get to talking. So I have to make sure that when we get to talk, we actually get to talk. So most times, as she pointed out to me, I call her while I'm in the car, what I call my mobile office. So she said, why is it that you're always calling me when you're in the car? She said, most time when we talk, it's in the car, because that's the time I'm away from the computer. That's the time I'm in the car with myself, not really listening to radio, so I'm not missing any radio shows. It's like, ah, I can go. So I have maybe a 30 minutes or an hour or less, or sometimes I've actually been talking to Betty, got to where I'm going, still sitting in the car talking to her. Now, Betty, that's your answer if you really want to know. But it's really about creating a plan that works for you. You know, sometimes we're busy because we're afraid to say no. We're afraid that we're going to be judged or criticized if we say no. We're afraid that people are going to think less of us if we say no. Or we're going to appear that we're not committed. There's so much going on. Mothers and parents are running from one activity to the other. The children got to play soccer. They got to do basketball. They got to go singing this and singing that. But, you know, I know it's a cultural thing, particularly here in America. But we really need to start thinking differently about the way we're living our lives. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. There's an interesting number on the switchboard, and I wonder if it's a Skype or private number. It's like 0222, some weird number. Unless maybe you're coming and calling from outside the country. But if you're on Skype, I hope you can press 1. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we can take your questions. 347-426-3346. You know, there's so many ways that how business show up in our lives. Sometimes we're busy, as I said earlier, because we are running from something that we know we ought to do. There's some things that you just know. Okay, you have dreams. You have a business that you're developing. There's a certain goal that you want to accomplish, and it requires you to do some things so that you can accomplish it. When it becomes, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I just don't have time. Stop it. Not true. Not true. When you create time, even if it's 5 minutes, to ask, how do I go about this? Then you will create the time. You will create the time. Depending, you see, things we do, people do what they want to do. We do what we want to do, even if we think we don't want to do it or whatever. But you think, I was talking about the parents running from one activity to the other. You got to think about this. Okay, we do it because we want them to develop, to develop them completely, mind, body, spirit, and emotionally. But sometimes, some of the things that parents get their children involved, and I'm not saying this from a place of judgment, well, let me put it this way. You may want to ask yourself, is this serving your family, or you're just doing it because everybody else is doing it? And you're afraid that your child's going to be disappointed, and you don't want to really communicate with your child and express, help them develop themselves emotionally. 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, and we're going to break through this busyness so that by the time I finish answering your question, you will move from busyness to doing business with the universe, the business of being as opposed to busyness of doing. You start with a state of being first. Let's go to Tanya, Glowing Good. How are you doing, my sister?
Hello, Ade. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, what Tamara said, I understand that because my great-grandmother always said, get up and get ready just in case somebody asks you to do something. Mm. But when I was going through grief, I was just busy. I just didn't want to stay in the house, just whipping and running. Wasn't complete nothing, but just spinning in a circle.
Right.
And I think once I've come to a point now that I sit back sometimes and I think, like, oh, my goodness, I did everything for everybody else, and I never took time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's not – I don't think we need to look at that as being lazy. We just have to consider ourselves sometimes, because if you're just a lot of things that I did when I was going through that, I don't remember what I did. I was just busy. My mind was one place, my body moving another place. It just happened to me on Mother's Day. I had started to get back, just like I said, I'm not gonna do anything Mother's Day. I'm just gonna chill, you know, the children, they were going with their father and his parents to dinner. So my son, Saturday night, he says, Ma, I have a basketball game. And I had shared this with Emilio. I said, why would they have a basketball game on Mother's Day? Mm-hmm. You know? And then I had to check myself and say, well, what God showed me on Sunday was, I'm gonna give you time to spend with your daughter, go out, spend with your daughter, spend with your son, and I'm still going to allow you time for yourself. And it's like once you get aligned with you, you will make time for you and you will complete so many things that you need to complete. Because a lot of times when we're ripping and running for our family and stuff, we complete everybody else's stuff. But
exactly.
Our stuff is left untouched.
So true. And I want to ask you something here because the title is, are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? You talked about when you're going through grief. What were you running from when...
I was running from... my mom's death. I didn't want to sit around, you know, if I was in the house, and I was married then.
Finish that thought. If you sat around, finish that thought, because that's the key. If you sat around.
If I sat around, I wasn't sleeping or anything. If I sat around, all I was thinking about was pain. And the stuff I was going through. So all I would do, I was just ripping around. Didn't have nothing planned. I wasn't completing nothing. I was actually, what's so funny, we don't realize a lot of times, I was actually running from myself.
You know, I was wondering if you're going to go there because I was going to say it, but I said, somebody says, just wait a minute.
Yeah,
you
were
running from yourself. Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, I've sat down, I've set the kids down, and I set my ex-husband down, and I told him one day, here it is that I gave all the power. I did everything that I needed to do as a wife, as a mother, and I never took time out to say, well, hey, why don't you do something, you know, with yourself so you can be here for them? And I used to hear people say, oh, when people get divorced, they get along better. Well, let me tell you something, honey. Me and my ex-husband, we are the best friends now, and we're not together. But I think sometimes when you're locked someplace that you don't get a chance to grow. And that was what happened. I stopped growing. And now I get up, I get things done, and I don't put everybody else in front of me. If I do the things I need to do, then everybody else is taken care of.
So that's the, you know, it's like I send the thought out and you answer, because I was going to ask you, what do you do now so that you don't run from yourself? So it's putting yourself first is what you do.
Yeah,
you put yourself first and start from there.
It makes you fuss all the time at the people you around.
Exactly.
Because the whole thing is you're not taking care of you.
You're not taking care of you. And that's the most important thing. I mean, you nailed it on the head there. This show is about that. It's about us taking care of ourselves. No matter the reason you've been busy, I don't care. I'm not interested in debating. Are you taking care of you? Tanya, thank you so much.
You.
I appreciate that. And continue to put yourself first.
Thank you.
You listen to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Today we're asking you, are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? Just being busy. You know, you're busy, not putting yourself first. Days turns to weeks turn to months, and then years, and then years later, you're still unhappy, you're still angry, you're still feeling lonely, you're unfulfilled, you're alone, you're sadness, and the only thing that will get you to stop is disease, sickness. Your body breaks down, your body says, forget it, I'm not going nowhere. Let's take another call. Antoine, my brother, how are you doing? What's your question?
I'm fine, my brother. I actually have a comment. I have someone who I had in my life since, I don't know, in my 20s, and they were, I consider them a good friend, but I found that because of something that they had endured when they were a child, unfortunately, I realized that even though they had retired early, they were still seeking more work to do. And I said that first part of that, they endured what they endured. It was a way for them to hide, as you said, cope, but hide behind work. Uh-huh. And here they are, going 60 years old, do not have to work, house paid for, money in the bank, can travel all they want because they worked for the airlines. They've now taken on another job with another airlines part-time and taken on a job in the supermarket. Uh-huh. And I asked them, do you need the money? And they're like, no. And I said, well, why are you doing it? They said, because, you know, I need to work. And they've said it. I need to work. And I asked them, why do you need to work? And they could never answer that. And I pointed out to them that you're actually utilizing your job as a crutch. And then when you're not working, you're finding every opportunity to get out around people that are in this so-called happy life out there partying and doing all of that uh-huh. stuff. Uh-huh. And they're hiding, they're coping, they're doing all of those things. So I'm glad you brought up this conversation because it's very true. And the sister that just called, I glory in her spirit because she has found out that she was doing so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I want to ask you something. I want to, because the whole thing about, you know, being able to see what's happening out there is because we've either been there or we're doing that. So when your friend said, I need to work, there's something that you recognize. What was it like for you? Or tell us about experience when you felt like you needed to do something, because that's why you can notice in somebody else. What was that experience like for you? And how did you turn that around?
Well, for me, it wasn't work that done that for me, because I've never been one to take my life and put it in someone else's hands. Uh-huh. But, well, I shouldn't say that, because actually I did. I mean, my thing was to go out there and party, you know, get out there and try to be recognized as someone. The same thing with working. You're trying to become uh-huh. important. And
exactly.
then, upon me realizing that none of these people that I was surrounded by were truly my friends, I started paying attention to me more. The key is paying attention to yourself, looking in that mirror, and not that glass one, but looking in that mirror so that you can see yourself. I mean, there's a lot more to it, but that's one of the first things that you have to do. You have to look at yourself. And when you see it, recognize it and acknowledge it.
Exactly.
And because you acknowledge it, you're going to take yourself into a higher place.
That is so true. I mean, and that's why I said to you, you know, when we see what others are doing, because one of the things that we do as human beings, especially when we're talking about spiritual development and transformation, and what I like to do when I'm working with someone in a coaching session is to say, make it I. Give me an I statement. You know, people say, well, when that happened, you know how it is. You tend to, you get scared. I'm like, yoo-hoo, no, you tell me about you. And the reason we're able to see that in other people, because we've lived it, we're living it, we've experienced it. Mm. And what you said is at that time, the shift happened. You said, these people are not my friend. And that's the thing. Until that shift is ready to happen, we're not going to see it. But I'm even sure that even when you were able to say, hold on a minute, these people are not really my friends. If something happened, they don't have my back. Something happened for you. And that's the most important thing, is that inner questioning, the deep questioning, so that we can transform the way we see ourselves and the way we see life. My brother, I appreciate your contribution, and thank you. And keep doing what you're doing. The world is waiting. That's all I got to say to you.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, my brother.
I'm going to go off and listen online.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's a brotherly conversation, an inside brotherly conversation. He gets it and he knows it. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and we'll take your questions. And we're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, I want to leave you with that. I just want you to think about this. Are you putting fulfillment on a layaway plan? Are you putting fulfillment on a layaway plan? Because you're trying to do this and do that so that later on you'll be fulfilled. Later on when you retire, you know, the whole thing, you say retire, you put a whole new tire on a car, a retire. So you're putting your fulfillment on a layaway plan. That's what most people are doing, putting their happiness, their fulfillment on a layaway plan. If you're one of those, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And even if your mind is saying, no, I'm not. If you're getting triggered by it, that's an indicator that you are putting your life on a layaway plan. Get over it and call now. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community.
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 To the community. To the
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Yes, indeed.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm going to stop this train from moving along. I don't care what happens on the computer and the internet. We're going to keep it rolling, so let's keep it moving. I love it when I'm just outsmart my computer. But anyway, you're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach at 347-426. 3346, press 1 on your keypad. Are you putting your fulfillment on a layaway plan? Are you chasing success? Are you chasing happiness? If you chase it, you're never going to accomplish it, because the mere fact that you're chasing it is saying that you don't have it right now. And until you recognize you have it right now, you will never have it. Now let's go take a call. Let's try it. Oh, yay, that worked. this is a DC number, 2021471. What's your name?
It's Tazima, Compassionate Renegade.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Oh, you tricked me this time. You tricked me. Big time. Okay. Tazima, how are you doing?
I'm well. It's only because my computer is acting up today.
I hear that. So, what's your question?
I'm loving your conversation here, and I wanted to share my own experience on this busyness. And I'm as a creative person, you know, I'm both a scientist and a creative person, and so sometimes those sides fight.
Yeah, I understand.
And recently, I was in a situation where I had gotten to the bottom of the bucket on ideas for one arm of my practice, and so I switched back to an old arm of my practice, which is focusing on food, and my Vibrant Health Revolution show here on Blog Talk Radio is part of that launching back into the food portion. And the as I started working on that, what I noticed is that my creative process was keeping me extremely busy, whereas my science side, or even the business side, which is closer to my science side, was asleep. So here I am being so busy with everything I'm doing and then, you know, enjoying it, but yet the business side of, okay, well, how can all this create, all this stuff that I'm creating, how can it actually play a more active role in my business, so mm-hmm. I can create all this stuff, yeah, and then also how can I bring it back to what really brings fulfillment, which is actually working with people.
Yes, yes, so true. And you know, you talk about this side of the one goes to sleep and one is awake, and that's a dance of life. But really, mm-hmm. it's that moment when you get to say, and here's the thing, because, you know, sometimes when people share their story, you know, I think Tanya did, Antoine did, there's that shift. The moment, what happened for you when you made that shift? What was happening when you said, hold on, what's happening here? What caused you to recognize what was happening so that you could make the shift?
Mostly tiredness.
mm-hmm. Good.
I was busy and tired, and I'm looking at my situation. I'm like, look at, I have all these hours booked with all these activities, yet I'm only playing with ideas as I'm spending this time, rather than actually working with people, actually having the conversation with people that I enjoy having the conversation with. When I actually did get to the point where I was once again working with people, talking with people about food and their situations with coaching clients, like, I was in the flow. I was loving what I was doing. Not mm-hmm. necessarily that there were less hours being spent. However, the hours were more fulfilling, and I wouldn't call that busy. I would call that engaged.
Nice.
I felt like I was fully engaged in my life rather than busy.
Mm-hmm. That's the real deal. When what you're doing is draining you energetically, is draining you emotionally, then you need to say stop. But when what you're doing is, you know, you're feeling like you're doing a dance with the universe. You're feeling like, woo, this is why I'm born. This is why I'm excited. You know, that's when you know you're on path. You know, busyness does have a negative connotation to it, but I don't even want to go there. What I want listeners and people who listen to this show to actually look at, when they say they're busy, what's running in the background? What is running? And for you, you said you realized you were getting tired. It's like, hold on a minute. I got all these clients, but I'm tired. That right there is when you make the shift to do, say, you know, I want to do something differently. Thank you, my sister Tazima,
absolutely,
for calling in.
Yes.
I appreciate you. And continue to share the compassion, even if you're doing it by yourself. We're all going to feel it.
Absolutely.
Peace and blessings. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. The question is, are you using busyness as a coping mechanism? The Skype number, I think it's a Skype number. I feel like I want to come to you, but maybe you can't press one. But I think I'm going to come to you. I want to just acknowledge my listeners, Awakening Heart, Betty Piggies, Tazima, Compassionate Renegade, Elevate the Soul, Emilio, Glowing Gooch, Tanya, Mwalimu, Antoine, Tamara, and Betty said something in the chat room here which I really like. She said, busyness is fast becoming the new drug of choice. Yes, because people are using it as avoidance. They're using it to numb their pain. They're using it to run away from themselves. They're using it to escape. And before we release the show, I'm going to just give you some tips of what you can do to actually start changing how you are living your life. Because you know what? The one thing that you think you've got to do or nobody else is going to do it or it won't get done, that one thing that you think I have to do it won't get done, trust me, if you die today, if you make your transition right now, that thing will be done, or people realize it wasn't that important after all. We see it. We have so many things we want to do that needs to be done. We got to do this. Oh, we can't live now and save it for later. And we got to. So then later on, when we're tired, when we're sick, when we have an emotional breakdown, we realize all the things we're running after really didn't mean nothing. We're running from self. If busyness is in search of happiness in the future, be careful. If your business is in search of happiness in the future, be careful. Be full of care. with yourself right now. Because when you take time to be present, to pay attention, you become more in control of your life. Life is neutral. So if you think, well, it's just things I got to do, just things that I can't help it, I just got to do it. Guess what? That's the meaning you're placing in life. If you choose not to do something, life will continue to be life. If you choose to be active in your own life, a conscious participant of your life, how it's evolving and revolving, life says yes. If you choose to have other people drag you around, not put yourself first, life says yes. If you choose to put yourself first and love yourself first and become so selfish that you become so self-full, life says yes. There is nothing in this world, there's nothing in the universe that would contradict your choice. You get to choose. You get to choose. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Let me try the Skype number if you're just listening then. You know, just let me know. But if you have a question, I feel you have a question. The question is, are you going to ask the question? We'll see what the answer is. Okay, Skype number is, you may not know it's you, but the number showing up as 0222. It's just a really weird number. So if you're listening to Skype, say hello. Now. Like now. Okay. Are you afraid to talk? Are you afraid that I'm going to just get you to express yourself? Okay. You don't have to be afraid. Because this is a house of love. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Some few tips that I want to share with you. Let's see. This first one, I think, I have to say the first one first. Because I had it when I was making my note, I made it first. It is important. If you can do this, you don't ever have to worry about being busy ever again. Oh, well, yeah, it's a bit dramatic. But let's go with drama a little bit. If you can do this, actually, yeah, I'm going to be dramatic and just tell it. If you can do this, you will never have to be busy where your life is running you as opposed to you being running your life. Learn to say no. You heard me. Learn to say no. It's that whole thing about giving and receiving. It is so easy to give, and give this, and give love, and give money, and give attention, and give time, and give a shoulder. But it's not always easy for us to receive the love, to receive the money, to receive a shoulder to lean on, to receive somebody to listen to what we're dealing with. Same thing as no and yes. Because when you say no to others, you're really saying yes to yourself. And when you overcommit yourself and say yes to others, you're saying no to you. So no to others is a yes to you. When you say yes to you, you can really hear what's going on inside. You can hear the still small voice. You can hear maybe there's some unhappiness. Maybe there's some things that you're running from. Maybe there's things that you're afraid. You can hear yourself. And because you're saying yes to you, you now would have the answer to what you're dealing with, to what you've been running from. These other ones I'm going to share with you, it's pretty simple. You know, we say prioritize. We know how to prioritize. We hear. We know we're supposed to do it. We don't always do it. But when you learn to say no to others and yes to you, and you learn to say no to people, let's put it that way, because I'm embracing the law of attraction. When you say no to people, I want to call them something else, to people who have a game on Mother's Day, you can say yes to you. When you say yes to you, you are honoring yourself. You're acknowledging yourself. Then I said earlier, sometimes we're busy because we're running from what needs to be done. What your soul wants to birth through you. But because you think, well, I don't have the resources, I don't know if it's time, I don't know if I'm a good one, I don't have enough knowledge to do it, I don't have the right qualification. There you go, there we go, we got it out. Qualification? Okay, so we got it out. You know, there's all these stories that we make up. It's not the right time. We're not in the right neighborhood. I'm not the right person. I'm not the right height. We give ourselves all this reason. When you learn to say no to others and say yes to you, you can now face the things that you know you need to do for your soul transformation. We are simply here to evolve, to deliver the gift. Each and every one of us have a gift. We have a gift. I'm going to take a quick call, and I guess the Skype person said, yeah, okay, I'm going to call. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. What's your name? You got a Skype number or a private number? You just press one on your keypad. Just now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is my number showing up as a Skype number?
It's like weird numbers, 02272, all kind of numbers that I can't even make sense of.
Oh.
I didn't give no number.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, this is Nisi calling.
I thought it was. I was beginning to listen to the voice. Hey, Nisi.
And I've been listening in on the show. Good show, by the way. I received a lot. And today, I am busy resting in my bed.
I love it. That's a good one. Go ahead.
And when I woke up, for some reason, I woke up at about 1 a.m. this morning, and I couldn't get back to sleep. So I'm running around, doing all this stuff. Not running around initially, but, you know, I got up, did my prayer, did my meditation, did my reading, did my journaling and stuff like that. And I said, when the kids and everything got off to school and everything's done, I said, well, you know what? I'm cold, and I'm going to lay back down.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
I am so glad for you taking the time to be busy resting, because then you can be present. When the children come home, you can be fully present as opposed to irritated or angry or mad. Nisi, thank you. So maybe you need to go play the lottery with this number. It's just all kind of weird numbers. But anyway, thank you, my sister. Have a wonderful day. And see you tomorrow for Spiritual Tag Team Show. Yes. So it's the whole thing about learning to say no, prioritize. You know, and when I talk about business, you know, the whole thing about business is business. Yeah. When you're doing business with the universe, business is fine as long as it doesn't take you out of alignment with your life, with your joy. Because I co-host a show with a friend of mine, Dr. Stephanie Sears, and we were talking about what we do. She's doing what she loves, what makes her come alive. I'm doing what I love, what makes me come alive. And I remember I listened to the show. I said, "Wow, that's a deep thought." And I remember saying when she asked me how was I doing or something along that line, and I said to her, "I said, you know, if I didn't love what I'm doing, boy, I would have been burnt out by now. But you know what?" When I do what I do, now I still have to remember to rest. I still need to remember to be busy resting, as Nisi just shared with us. But because when I'm getting ready for this morning, I felt energy surging through me. I couldn't wait to start this show. So if your busyness is about releasing the inner splendor, doing things that make you passionate, keep doing it. But if your business is about running from life, running from you, you might want to check that out. Other thing, speaking of checking something out, watch your emails. Don't kind of create time for yourself when you check your emails, because emails have you go a different way. And of course, we don't even have enough time to talk about Facebook. Facebook will have you end up in Australia chatting and then watching a video and listening to a song and Googling the lyrics. Be careful. Be full of care for yourself. Take 5, 10, 30 minutes to be still every day. Take 1 minute to be still every day and listen to you. And take a deep breath. You need it. It is important. Your life is important. You're here to deliver a gift. I'll be back here tomorrow with Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Begees. We're taking more of your questions and for Spiritual Tag Team Show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for just being part of this healing process that's taking place in the world. I'm excited. I'll be back tomorrow. Now, let me be busy about taking care of some other stuff. But it's all part of living my passion. All part of living my passion. And if you're still working with it, be gentle. If you're busy, life is sending you here and there, be gentle with yourself. It is so, so important. Be gentle with yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. Take 1 minute to be still. Take a breath. And be blessed. Be still. And more importantly, be the change you want to see. I'm out.
Life Conversations Radio.
Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.